I'm Ross Reynolds. While much of the nation's attention has been on the government shutdown, yesterday, House Democrats introduced an immigration bill. At the start of the year, a bipartisan gang of eight senators unveiled an immigration overhaul. Washington 1st District Congressmember Susan DeBene is co-sponsor of the comprehensive immigration legislation in the House. This morning, I asked her why now, with the gridlock going on over the budget issues.
Well, I think we've got to tackle multiple issues right now. And one, we do have to focus on getting the government back open and running. But we also need to restart the talk about immigration reform in the House. It's time. It's clear that our immigration system is broken. And definitely in our region where we have technology companies and rich agriculture and a border, it's incredibly important to the economy of Washington State. And we need to move forward and make sure we continue to make progress to getting legislation passed.
Can there be progress on immigration while Congress is all tied up with these budgetary issues? Can things be going on two tracks?
I think so. We continue to have conversations with folks about immigration reform, and many members of Congress, including Republicans, have talked about their support for a comprehensive bill. So we're providing a piece of legislation that's had bipartisan support, both in the Senate. The bill has the majority of the Senate bill, and that passed with bipartisan support, as well as provisions on the border that came out of the House Homeland Security Committee with bipartisan support. So this is a bipartisan bill. It's something that has had proven support, and we're working hard with folks to get folks to sign on so we have an opportunity to move this legislation forward and solve another incredibly important issue that needs to be addressed.
What are the biggest differences between what you're proposing now and what's been proposed in the past?
Well, this is a bill actually that is the Senate bill with a difference in the border protections. And the border provision in this bill is actually something that was worked on in a bipartisan fashion and passed through the House Homeland Security Committee. So these are both pieces of legislation that have had bipartisan support. They're both pieces of legislation that have been vetted and people have had discussions about. So that is the bill that we're introducing. This is about making sure we move something forward that has that bipartisan support as opposed to try to create something totally different.
Are any of those people who have been talking about this House Republicans? Have any of them signed on?
Oh, that's the conversation we're having with them right now. There are 26 House Republicans who publicly said that they support a path to citizenship, and this is a piece of legislation that people can sign in to that would help move this process forward.
What difference would comprehensive immigration reform mean to your constituents in the 1st District?
Well, it has a huge impact on the 1st District. We have many, many farmers and farm workers in the district, especially up north with dairy and berry farmers. They have asked for comprehensive immigration reform. We have technology companies and folks looking for skilled workers. They have asked for immigration reform. We have Dreamers who have asked for immigration reform. So all throughout our district in every area, folks have said this will have a huge positive economic impact on our region. And even the Congressional Budget Office has released numbers saying that if we pass comprehensive reform, it will have a positive impact on the overall U.S. economy.
Do you have any sense of if it's going to go before the House, when that will be and when we might see some decision?
No, I think that this is now we're restarting the conversation, getting folks to agree to legislation, and I hope we're able to move it forward more quickly. But right now, this is the starting point of having that conversation again.
I know there's going to be a big demonstration around the country, many different places, about this coming up on the 5th. Does that move the needle at all in the other Washington?
I think as the more that members of Congress continue to hear from their constituents, from folks throughout the community, how important it is that we have comprehensive reform, that's going to continue to make sure that this is an issue that stays on everyone's radar. And, just today we've had folks out in Washington, D.C., from the business community, folks from, the agricultural community, farm workers, all continuing to push. And that's why it's so important. This has a broad constituency of businesses, faith-based organizations, advocates, families. There's a broad coalition of folks working together to help push this forward.
Congressmember Susan DeBene of Washington's 1st District, co-sponsor of an immigration bill that Democrats brought to the House yesterday. You may have heard faintly in the background some alarms. While I was talking with the congressmember, gunshots were fired on Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill and Senate offices were put in lockdown. That has now been lifted. The Associated Press reports that a lone suspect is in custody. They say it was not a terrorism incident. NPR will continue to follow this story and update you later on in the day. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.